Okay. If I could ask you just to take a seat. Okay. So thank you. This brings us to the last of our candidate panels for this evening. This is for the County Clerk's Office. And so we have five candidates before us. We have Skip Crawford, Isabella DeWald, Shan Edwards, Darcy Goney, and Kate Harriet. And I'm going to hand over now to Marcy Schuller, who will ask them some questions. Again, the same format as before. Candidates will be asked questions in varying order, and they will be given an opportunity to time to reply. So, Marcy.
Thank you, Kate. Okay, well, welcome, candidates. we'll start with opening statements from each candidate, and we're going to go in alphabetical order. So you'll have up to 2 minutes, and we'll start with Skip Crawford and your opening statement.
Well, thank you, everyone, for this opportunity to run for county clerk. This community's been just awesome to my wife and I since we moved here almost 3.5 years ago. I grew up in a family business. I've done everything from cleaning toilets all the way up to paying payroll, to buying the insurance, the health insurance, the liability insurances. And I feel that my experience with running a family business and running the co-op that I run here now, that I am very, very up for this position.
Okay, thank you, Skip. Now the next candidate will be Isabella DeWald.
It's not really handy as to sharing that because he's much taller than me. My name is Isabella DeWald, and as you can tell, I'm originally not from here. I'm originally from Germany. I met my husband in 2007 when I was a college student, and he was serving in the U.S. Army over in Germany. In 2012, we moved to Buffalo, which is his hometown. He was born and raised here, and we made this our home. In 2018, I chose to become U.S. citizen. And I have two little kids. Well, they are not really little anymore. They are 7 and 11, so they're a handful. And when I came to Johnson County, I had all my work experience was in Germany, so it was pretty hard at the beginning to kind of find something here that they will be saying, like, okay, let's give you a chance and see what you can do. So I started working for Buffer Chiropractic, and a little bit after that, I started working for the clerk's office. I worked at the clerk's office before and during the pandemic, and I was working firsthand with Vicki, so I bring all the experience that happens there in this office. After that, due to COVID, I had to leave the clerk's office because I needed to be more flexible with my kids in school, and you never know when we're going to be quarantining and so on. If COVID wouldn't have happened, I would probably be still in that office. Currently, I'm working at the school's district. I'm a Title I paraprofessional, and I'm also getting my Associate in Arts with a major in Psychology. Thank you.
Thank you, Isabella. Okay, our next candidate is Shan Edwards. You have 2 minutes for an opening statement.
Yes, my name is Shan Edwards, and I am so excited to have this opportunity with the other four here to run for county clerk. I have lived in the community for about 30 years, moved here in 1993, raised my family here, married to Bill Edwards, and we have four grown children. I have worked here, of course, all of those years. Also, we've owned our own businesses. Some may be familiar with those. We operated Wolverine Roustabout Service here, where I worked, of course, in the office setting. My job was always to take care of business, and all of those details and all of the things that needed to be taken care of, as well as with the staff. That was always my role. We also had a secondhand store, Value Warehouse and Consignment, for a while. We also ran Cowboy Taxi for a hot minute, about a year, and tried that out. So we've done a number of things. It's been pretty exciting being in business in Buffalo. It's a small town. You know, Wolverine was a pretty good-sized business. We had up to 50 employees at one time. We worked mostly here, employed mostly men and women, both from Johnson County and a few from Sheridan County, and some from further out. We worked in North Dakota for a few years. But, you know, we traveled and did that and always came back home. So I also worked in nonprofit, started the Community Resource Center with a very dedicated group of people from the community who were initially involved in something called Healthy Communities, Healthy Youth. So I was involved with forming that and worked with that for a few years, went on to some other things with the state of Wyoming and worked for them for about 4 years and did also went to work in the private sector. I now work full-time for Superior Automotive and Tire. So thank you.
Thank you, Shan. Our next candidate is Darcy Goney.
Hello. My name is Darcy Goney. I can just talk louder.
That's
is that better? Okay. I maybe feel more comfortable that way anyway. My name is Darcy Goney. I'm 44 years old. I've lived here for over 30 years. I graduated from Buffalo High School. I went on and earned a Bachelor's of Business Administration and Accounting from Montana State University in Billings. I look around here and I see some familiar faces, but not everybody. So I'll go into a little bit of personal detail. I'm married to my husband, is Victor Goney back there. He has Powder River Fencing. He's had that business for about 25 years. We also have a small ranching operation. We run registered Black Angus and have about 250 white-faced sheep, growing numbers as we go. We have two children, Dallas and Gavin. And then last fall, we had our first grandbaby, which there are no words for the joy that she brings to each day. But and then on the professional level, just to skip on there, I have worked for Dennis Lawrence, Julian Jelly CPAs. I did contract work for Steve Adamai. I've worked on the finance team over at Sheridan Memorial Hospital before being offered the CEO position for the Wyoming Soccer Association. And then the 30 seconds throws me off. I'm like, faster. Wyoming Soccer Association. Then my husband and I took an opportunity to go manage a ranch out of state for about 3 years, and while I was there, I was the part-time city clerk, although in North Dakota they call that an auditor. And we've literally been back for about 2 weeks. So that's me in a nutshell.
Thank you, Darcy. And our last candidate is Kate Harriet. You have 2 minutes for your opening statement.
Hi, my name is Kate Harriet, and I'm running for Johnson County Clerk. A little bit about myself. I'm a fourth-generation Wyomingite, born and raised in Johnson County on my family's sheep and cattle ranch, where I learned the importance of hard work. I attended Buffalo High School, where I graduated in 2000. After graduating from high school, I went to Casper College and completed their paralegal program. I have been a paralegal for over 22 years. And I have vast experience in deed preparation, assisting clients with title transfers, completing various forms used in the daily operations of the clerk's office, and interpreting the Wyoming statutes. I also have experience with bookkeeping, including payroll, invoicing of clients, and handling accounts receivable and payable. And I believe that my education and training make me uniquely qualified for the county clerk position.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. Now we'll get into our questions. I'm going to mix up the order. So we're going to try to have each one of you be able to be the first speaker on a question. So question number one, the first person will be Darcy. And you have 1 minute to tell us, what is it about this job and the daily work that appeals to you?
I ran for county clerk in 2010 when Barnhart retired against Vicki, actually. Obviously, I conceded that race. It was tight, but this is the the type of work that I do. It's what I've always done. And I am an avid community service. I absolutely love Buffalo. I can't imagine any better way to give back than to sit in this seat and serve you.
Thank you, Darcy. The next candidate to answer that question is Skip. What about this job and the daily work appeals to you? 1 minute.
Mostly is serving the community. This, like I said earlier, that this community has really opened up to my wife and I, with me being the manager at the Buffalo at the co-op. It's just service. I'm a service-minded person. I love people. I think people love me. But it's just serving the community. I bring my talents and everything from being a business owner to serve the community.
Thank you, Skip. All right, our next candidate to answer this question is Kate. What is it about this job and the daily work that appeals to you?
I believe the position of Johnson County Clerk provides me with an excellent opportunity to serve Johnson County on a larger scale than I currently am able to do. Clerical position like this is in my wheelhouse. That's what I've done for 22 years. And I just think that being in that role would offer me a good opportunity to connect more with the community of Johnson County.
Great. Thank you, Kate. All right, Shan. What about this job and the daily work appeals to you?
As I think about, you know, the years of experience and the variety of the things that I've done, and I think about how much I like process and I like things to go a certain way, and I think about how that fits with a job like this, where a lot of what we do is told to us how it will be done, whether it's through statute or established policy and procedures, and I like that, and that fits well with the way that I've operated, I guess, in a lot of my jobs. And so I think that I can bring that, at least through how I know that I am. I think that it's a nice fit, and when I think about my experience, I think that it is also a nice fit. So.
Great, thank you, Shan. All right, we'll move on to the next question. Now you're going to have 3 minutes. Oh, Isabella, I'm so sorry. I'm just ready to roll. Well, okay, Isabella, what is it about this job and the daily work that appeals to you?
So I always say very simple words. I really love paperwork, which it comes really easy to me. I'm very well organized. I'm pretty strict when it comes to certain things. And I really enjoy doing that. And when I was working at the clerk's office, I was always there at least 10 minutes before 8 o'clock to make sure everything was running. I always wanted to make sure the first person that came in, he was able to get served right away and didn't have to wait. And there was really no bad days. I truly enjoyed working there, and I truly enjoyed to work with the people of Johnson County because this is my home away from home. Thank you.
Thank you, Isabella, and I'm sorry. Okay, now we'll go on to the next question, and we'll have 3 minutes because this is kind of a broad question, and we'll start this one with Kate. So the duties and responsibilities of the county clerk's office are broad. People rely on the office to be efficient and accurate as well as personable at all times. That's a significant responsibility. So the question is, drawing on the examples from your previous work experience, can you demonstrate that you have the necessary expertise and temperament for this position? And Kate, you have 3 minutes.
Well, like I've said, I've been a paralegal for 22 years, and I've worked in various law offices where customer service is a top priority and making sure that clients are heard and feel like they're being helped. And, you know, drafting documents and all of that, the paperwork, that's what I do on a daily basis. That's just something that comes easily to me. I'm very type A personality, and so organization and all of that is just very important to me to make sure that everything's running efficiently and smoothly.
Okay, thank you, Kate. And our next answerer will be Isabella. So the question is, people rely on the office to be efficient and accurate as well as personable at all times. So drawing on examples from your previous work experience, can you demonstrate that you have the necessary expertise and temperament for this position?
Working in the clerk's office, you really learn that you have to have everything straightened out. There is no room for mistakes. Because if there is a mistake, the state will tell you there is a mistake, and they kick it back, and then you have to run around, because then you have to contact the person that brought the title, and you need to make sure that you explain to them while they have to come and spend some time in our office again. So I think it is really important that you're always out there and telling them what the rules are and how to do it right, so they don't have to spend more time in the office. Because a lot of people just come to the office maybe on their lunch break, and they just have maybe 30 minutes to do their title. So I think it's really, really important to be just very detail-orientated. And it's in the clerk's office, you have to be very detail-orientated. And if you cannot figure it out, ask for help. Sometimes 4 or 6 eyes see more than 2 eyes.
Okay, thank you, Isabella. And Darcy. So people rely on this office to be efficient and accurate, as well as personable at all times. Drawing examples from your previous work experience, can you demonstrate you have the necessary expertise and temperament for this position?
So I'm going to just go straight to an example. As I look through my work history, what would best fit there for expertise, temperament, and personnel. As the CEO of the Wyoming Soccer Association, we ran all of the tournaments in the state, Snickers, State Cup. It was year-round, indoor, down at the University of Wyoming College showcases. There is no more competitive environment, in my opinion, than parents with their children when they think that they're superstars. And that truly does require an even temper. Even down to the little kids, all the way up, referees make bad calls. We're all human. Coaches make bad choices. They're human. Kids make bad choices. They're human. Parents make bad choices. They're human and competitive. But anyway, to circle back, just to kind of set the forefront, I sat in that seat for 3.5 years. I probably worked 70 hours a week. When I took the job, I was hired part-time for 30 hours a week. I worked 70 hours a week. And by the time I left, I had a staff of 5 underneath of me. I had to change the bylaws, the rules and procedures in order to get that staff to help me do my job and to help us provide the services to the state of Wyoming and compete on a regional level. So I do believe that that is probably the best example of how I can come in, assess, and then make the changes necessary to provide the services. I realize soccer is not government, but it's all relative, everybody's businesses.
Okay, thank you, Darcy. Okay, Shan. People rely on the office to be efficient, accurate, and personable. Drawing on examples from your previous work experience, can you demonstrate you have the necessary expertise and temperament for this position?
Did I mention I work for Superior Automotive? In the summertime, when tourists and locals, too, have vehicle issues. And customer service is so critical because everybody is having a really bad day when I see them, usually. It's not a scheduled appointment. So I think that, you know, when I think about all the interactions across my jobs, you know, the most profound have been the most recent, the last few years. And I do believe that in this job and in all jobs, you know, it's nice to have an even temperament because everybody does, you know, life gets to everybody every once in a while, and we got to have a way to be understanding and patient with all, and also fair. I think fairness is also important too. You know, we can't just throw them all to the front of the line because your problem seems to be more important than the other person's problem. So I think that being able to carefully be able to do that, be tactful, be kind. You know, and I think about the other part of that question, too. I like things to balance. I like things to go well. I like things to be the way they should. I like them. I like to always know at the end of my day, week, month, whatever it may be, that things are exactly right. Of course, that's always what we strive for.
So I'm big on making sure things are right, multiple eyes, like she says, and making sure you have ways to cross-check things and make sure that we're doing the best job that we can to serve all, whether it's at the clerk's office or anywhere else that we work. So thank you.
Thank you, Shan. Okay, Skip. People rely on this office to be efficient and accurate, as well as personable. Drawing on examples from your previous work experience, can you demonstrate that you have the necessary expertise and temperament for this position?
Well, with over 40 years in retail, you come across a little bit of everything. What I found over the years, the best thing to do is smile. If you smile, that's conveyed through your voice, that's conveyed through your attitude, everything. When a phone rings, don't go, oh no, another phone call. Smile first. The customer knows that you're smiling. What I would do would be to make sure we're all cross-trained. That makes the whole office more efficient. So if this person can't get it, someone else can. So really, it's cross-training and being there for the people. If I don't know something, I will tell you I don't know something. I'm a straight shooter, but I will get your answer and get it back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you, Skip. Okay, I think I got everybody that time. Our third question. Not only is our very experienced and competent clerk leaving office, but none of the candidates are currently working in the clerk's office, and only one of you has previous experience there. And there may even be further turnover or retirements in the office. So how will you face this challenge of leading a smooth transition and retaining professional expertise? So you have 2 minutes, and we're going to start with Skip, and I'll just repeat the last sort of sentence of that to paraphrase. How would you face the challenge of leading a smooth transition and retaining professional expertise?
Well, through my management training, I've learned over the years to learn on what everybody is capable of doing, their personalities, what they're strong at. Some people you can just tell them and they'll do it. Others, so that would be my first thing I would do would be to learn what everybody's strengths are and listen to them. I mean, I'm not going to come in and be heavy-handed because I rely on those people that are in there that have the experience to help teach me what I need to know.
Thank you, Skip. Okay, our next question goes to Shan. Okay, with our competent and very experienced clerk leaving office, how would you face the challenge of leading smooth transition and retaining professional expertise? And you have 2 minutes, Shan.
I would hope that there will be an opportunity for some transitional training, of course. But having had many opportunities, several different offices that I've worked in, and with employees, it's amazing what I think, again, back to being kind and listening and being open to talk with your employees if they have needs, if they and everybody's going to have an opinion, everybody's going to have an idea, and everybody's going to be, I'm sure, interested in what the new clerk is going to expect or want, or if they're going to make changes. I think there's probably going to be some of that going on. And I would hope that, at least I can say that, I think that the clerk's office has done a great job. I see being able to go in and get to know those folks and support them and get to know them. I don't know them all. But I would imagine that just trying to get to know them a little bit better, and cross-training and understanding their jobs, there will be a lot to learn. I never have been a clerk before, of course, but I am so interested in something new. And with all of the things that I've done and how I tackle learning and how I am just when it comes to learning new jobs, new tasks, whatever it may be, I would hope that I would learn a lot from them, and that we would also learn some things together. So,
thank you, Shan. All right, Isabella, our very experienced and competent clerk is leaving office. And how would you face the challenge of leading a smooth transition and retaining the professional expertise? You have 2 minutes.
So how it works at the clerk's office is that a lot of the people do the same thing. Everybody's pretty much trained in titles, in recording, in certain things, so there's always somebody to help. And then each of them has also a specific position in the clerk's office doing, for example, accounts payable or doing the payroll. It is really important that everybody knows the basics in the office, that everybody's cross-trained. When I was training for my position, it took 3 months to train for just a basic position, and I was trained by every staff in this office. Everybody came together and gave me that knowledge that I needed to be trained for certain areas. At the end, I probably still didn't know everything because there is really so much. And when we're looking at people like Jane that works there over 20 years, I mean, I would like to just kind of jump in her brain and get all her knowledge because she really knows what she's doing in there. So it is really important that it's a cross-training, that when somebody has to take a day off, I mean, there's somebody else that can do your job. And for me, if I would go back into the office, it would be more of like a refreshment of what I was doing there. I would just need to learn all the responsibilities that Vicky has on top of doing the regular responsibilities, which if you think about it, 3 months for my job training, that's going to be at least a year or more to train and figure every detail out that she's doing.
Thank you, Isabella. All right, Darcy. Our experienced and competent clerk is leaving office. How will you face the challenge of leading a smooth transition and retaining professional expertise? You have 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to answer in two parts. So just for myself specifically.
Mine.
Just for myself specifically, I'm going to answer in two parts. One for myself specifically and then more addressing the staff. So myself specifically, I have already started attending the county commissioners meetings. I would like to start attending some of the special districts meetings just to get a feel for how everything works together. I feel like the clerk's office is kind of the hub. I'm sure every other office probably thinks they're the hub too, so that there's that. But anyway, I really want to get a feel and get to know the sheriff's office and get to know the clerk of district court and get to know all of, you know, I see Dave back there, get to know everybody's and how I fit and how I serve them and how we communicate, just so I can make sure that I maintain that same level that Vicky is providing, and then hopefully I can even maybe kick it up a notch once I get familiar. I've already gone over most of the budgets that were just approved on Tuesday, and I requested the audit as well so that I can start reviewing that. So that's just what I want to do. I can also hit the ground running on August 17th when the election's over, since we are all Republicans. That's the end of it for this race. Whoever wins will advance from there. Like I said, I have just moved back. This is my primary goal, and so I am hoping, I don't expect to be paid, but I would like to do some job shadowing in the clerk's office, and hopefully, as Isabel has explained, there's some cross-training that would be wonderful so that you have that time with Vicky before she's gone. And then, since I still have 30 seconds, I just want to talk about kind of my management style a little bit. Once I feel comfortable, I want to get in there and get to know each one of the staff members, how they operate, what their procedures are, how I can help them do their job better, and I see the sign coming.
Thank you, Darcy. The sign was coming. All right, Kate. Our competent and experienced clerk is leaving office. How will you face this challenge of leading a smooth transition and retaining professional expertise? You have 2 minutes.
I think it's important to go in and really establish a team environment with the staff that's currently there and make sure that they all feel like they're a part of a team. I think that I've known Vicky for a lot of years through my work in the legal field, and I would like to reach out to her and possibly go in and sit down with her and go over some things, or ask to be able to shadow her for a period of time before she is done in her office. And I just think that sitting down with the staff, learning their weaknesses and strengths, and really building upon those, and making sure that everybody is just really well trained and that everybody can do each other's jobs in case somebody has to leave for vacation or illness or something like that. That's how I would approach it.
Thank you, Kate. Okay, we have two more questions, then rebuttals and your closing statements. So we're rolling down. This one will start with Shan, and this is just a 1 minute. This position is essentially a clerical one with little or no room for personal or political beliefs. So how will you ensure that you leave aside any personal or political opinions you may have in this job? And you have 1 minute.
Well, I've never been real political in the first place, but like I said, a lot of the functions in this position are handed down by state statute or by policies that are in place. So a lot of what we do, again, is being fair and implementing those things. And, you know, there's a role for having a voice through the association for the clerks, but, you know, that's something that is, you know, it would only be to support Johnson County and the people here in whatever that role. I'm sure that some clerks are more active than others, so that would be the opportunity for that. But in terms of in the position, you know, that's really, it's fairly laid out how that goes. So I don't see where there's much room for that. So thanks.
Okay, thank you, Shan. All right, Isabella. The position is essentially clerical with little or no room for personal or political beliefs. How would you ensure you leave aside any personal or political opinions you may have? And you have 1 minute.
So this is maybe the most political I ever been this year, just kind of going out there and informing myself and listening to all the candidates. But my goal is to be as neutral as possible. I want to have anybody who comes to the office needs to feel welcomed and will be treated the same way how I want to be treated when I go to the office, no matter what party you are or anything. It really doesn't matter. I mean, we're there to serve the county and the people of the Johnson County. It really doesn't matter.
Thank you, Isabella. Okay, Kate, this position is essentially clerical and little or no room for personal or political beliefs. How do you ensure you leave aside any personal or political opinions you may have?
I think you just need to follow the guidelines and Wyoming statutes, because that's really what drives that office. So that's
okay, thank you, Kate.
What I would do.
And Skip, how do you ensure you leave aside any personal or political opinions you may have?
Well, as being a past business owner and a manager, I've already had to do that. You can't push that on people. Just be there for them. You know, you can be a sounding board, but you don't have to push your beliefs or your politics on them. It's not the place for it.
Okay, thank you, Skip. And Darcy, how do you ensure that you leave aside your political or personal opinions you may have? And you have 1 minute.
The day I take the oath of office, I assure you, you will get no political or personal opinions out of me. That is not the role of the county clerk, period. I can assure you of that. Just a little background since I have a minute to talk. Again, in my soccer position, and I've sat as a city clerk previously, so I've already taken an oath of office and kept my opinions to myself and smiled at people who I know are not kind to me when they're out on the streets, because that's my job, service with a smile. But again, going back to So Skip made a great point on the sounding board. I think that you should always listen when people come in and they have things to say and they're having a bad day and they can grumble, and it's always good to have a kind listening ear. That doesn't mean that you have to engage. It just means you have to listen and smile and give them what they need and on their way. I have voted for things that did not personally benefit.
Okay, thank you, Darcy. Yeah, you can finish your sentence.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to our last question before rebuttal and closing statements. We'll do 2 minutes, and Isabella, you'll be our first person on this one. So what, from your previous experience, can you tell voters about your management style? How do you think this has prepared you for the position, and be specific if you can?
So I need to say that I have never been in charge. So I don't know my personal management style until I'm actually going to be in charge. But I will tell you that I will treat everybody the same way, and I will make sure that there's a smooth running office, that everybody is trained and everybody can serve and, the citizens of Johnson County the same way.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Isabella. And Kate, what from your previous experience can you tell voters about your management style? How do you think this has prepared you for the position? And please be specific. 2 minutes.
In my 12 years of working with Chris Wages, I've had the opportunity to train various staff members that have come into our office. I believe that I'm easy to work with, work well with others. I believe in having a positive working environment. I think that employees need flexibility in scheduling because they have families and kids and, you know, other things going on in their life. And I do also believe that making sure that everybody is cross-trained is essential.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Darcy, what from your previous experience can you tell voters about your management style? How do you think this has prepared you for the position? And please be specific. You have 2 minutes.
Like I said, I created my staff when I was the CEO of the Wyoming Soccer Association. I needed them to do my job effectively. And through that process, I kind of learned my management style. And it's interesting because when you're hiring people, your interview is not the same person you usually get at the office. So anyway, then you adjust. But I'm a hands-on person. I believe in open lines of communication. I like very clear expectations with job descriptions. I appreciate a job evaluation. So I assume other people appreciate a job evaluation, good or bad. And there's always, you know, a compliment cookie. There's always good things. There's always bad things. There's always room for improvement. I like issues to be addressed head on. I am not one for gossip. That is one of my pet peeves. And so I'm hoping that the staff feels comfortable enough with me, that if they have issues, they can come to me. The clerk's office is tight. There's not a separate office really in there. And so I can see that that could potentially be an issue. But also maybe it would mitigate issues as well, because are in such a tight office that there's not the back coffee room. So, and I believe in second chances. I also want to say that because I know some of you have worked with me before and I can be pretty strict. But I do believe in second chances. We're all humans. We all make mistakes. And I think when people are open and honest that they've made a mistake and they're willing to correct the mistake, you should give them the opportunity to do so. I'll stop there.
Okay, thank you, Darcy. Skip, what from your previous experience can you tell voters about your management style? How do you think this has prepared you for the position? And please be specific.
Well, first of all, I went through Goodyear Tire Rubber Company's store manager's training. In that, they taught you to see the different types of personalities, and I touched on that earlier. But you capitalize on what those people can do. You don't belittle them because they can't do something. You teach them, like Darcy said, you know, second chances. You use that as a teaching and training if somebody makes a mistake. You don't look down on them. You work with them. I mean, you've got to work with people. We spend more time with each other a lot of times than we do with our own families. We've got to become close and work together.
Okay, thank you, Skip. And Shan, what from your previous experience can you tell voters about your management style? How do you think this has prepared you for the position? And please be specific.
Sure. One of the other businesses that we owned was the Cowboy Saloon. Good or bad decision that we made, it was more of a real estate swap, but we did a lot of training in there, a lot of hands-on training, and you would think that that would be real simple. But there's a lot of really important pieces that go to a job, even like bartending, because you know when you go in there, you want to make sure you have a clean glass that you're drinking from and one that's been sanitized. And I think that whether it's something like that or whether it's something like in an office setting, I've always believed in teamwork, have always wanted the staff to get along. That's real important. Life happens to everyone, and I think that, as you also said, that you spend a lot of time with these people, and so you would like it to be a pleasant place. Having trained numerous folks over the years, I really like to make sure that they understand the job and the importance and all that they need to have for that. If they need more training or a refresher, you know, I always like to hope that they would be real open and with me and that we can take care of that sooner than later. So I've always had a good relationship with all of my employees. I've trained staff that I worked with directly, but then I also trained lots of roustabouts when it came to orientations, when it came to preparing other staff for their evaluations, when it came to actually developing those processes and procedures, all of the forms, all of the things and the details that go into preparing not only for training, but for, like I said, evaluating and then beyond that. Ongoing safety trainings, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the duties called for, always being able to put that together in a way that it worked for everyone. And I think that sometimes people are, here comes the sign, apprehensive, but I think good relationships with your employees is always super important, and because we spend so much time with each other.
Okay, thank you, Shan. Okay. That's it for our questions. Now we're going to move into the rebuttal time if you want to. So each of you have heard the other candidates speak. If there are any specific points you'd like to address or remark upon that the other candidates said, please take this opportunity. Be specific, and then we'll move on to the closing statement. So you have 1 minute, and we're going to go in alphabetical order again. So Skip Crawford, anything to say? No. Isabella? Nope. Shan? Nope. Darcy?
I just have a quick question for Isabella. How long did you work in the clerk's office?
For a year and 8 months.
Okay. I'm just curious. Yeah. Otherwise,
no. Okay, thank you. And Kate? Okay, thank you. Now we'll move on to closing statements. And we'll go again in alphabetical order. So you have up to 2 minutes for a closing statement. And Skip, we'll start with you.
I really look forward to using my expertise that I've developed over my lifetime, really, but with the payroll, the accounts payable, accounts receivable, I did go in and sit down and visit with Vicki for probably 45 minutes to an hour one day, and she made a comment, and it kind of made me chuckle. She goes, "The treasurer brings the money in, and we spend it." I really look forward to dealing with the commissioners, with Road and Bridge, with all the other entities in the county. We are a servant of the people, but we're a servant amongst each other as well. And I just really, really want to capitalize on the customer service and being a good servant.
Thank you, Skip. Isabella, 2 minutes for a closing statement.
When I used to work for the county clerk's office, I really enjoyed working there. Every day was something special because you never knew who's going to come in, what kind of titles we get in, what kind of paperwork, and who you have to deal with. There will be people coming in really good mood, or there will be people coming in that we maybe have to send home again, or they came in the third time, we're still missing paperwork. I really enjoyed working with the people in Johnson County. When I moved here, Wyoming wasn't really my cup of tea, because in Germany, we do have four seasons. We don't have those here. And it still takes me a little bit to adjust to the harsh winters, but I made Johnson County my home, and I was always welcomed here, and my goal is to give back to Johnson County.
Thank you, Isabella. Okay, Shan, your 2 minutes for a closing statement.
being able to work in the clerk's office, for me, it just really pulls together so many of the things that I've done, in my opinion. And one of the things that stands out is I have enjoyed so much being a resource in the community. I don't know if I've come into contact with any of you guys in the room, and I would never say, but through the Community Resource Center over the years, and I did work there in the beginning when it was formed, and then I left for a number of years, and now I've been back there for about 4 years as a part-time volunteer director. And through the programs and the services and the things that we've done and putting together even the Johnson County, the resource directory, if any of you are familiar with that, you know, that's been a huge part of my life here. When I worked for the state of Wyoming through a particular program, I provided technical assistance to a region of grant recipients, every county, and through that process of working with others to be at their best and to be able to plan and budget and put together you know, all of the projects that they want to do, but also making sure that they were following best practices and that they were measurable and that they were making a difference in their communities. And always knowing that all of those things that I had done were transferable back to the things that I was doing here. And so through the work through the Community Resource Center, being a resource through that, it's always been something that, as I continue in my years of living here, that I hope will also be a benefit in this position, whether it's to county employees, whether it's to other elected officials, or to the community as a whole. It's been something that I've been real proud of and something that I think also I'd like to bring to this position. It's working with others. Thanks.
Thank you, Shan. Darcy, you have 2 minutes for a closing statement.
First of all, because I didn't say it in the beginning, I just wanted to thank 307 Radio for this opportunity and bringing everyone together, and Kate and Marcy for the radio interviews. It's such a great opportunity for limited ability to get information out to everyone, and what a great crowd. I expected there to be like 10 people here, so this is wonderful. And I think it's great that everyone that showed up for the office, a lot of these people were just a face and a name to me before today. And so I think it's wonderful that we all got to get up here. I am eager to be something bigger than myself, and I am ready to serve in that capacity. I do believe I am the best candidate for the job, although you guys have some great selection up here for sure. My business background certainly will help me. I also have a BS in accounting. I want to reiterate on the fact that I have a 4-year degree. I have worked in city government previously. I have managed a staff. I have prepared budgets for multiple entities, public, private, personal, and I will work myself to exhaustion for this county. Thank you. And I appreciate your vote.
Thank you, Darcy. And Kate, you have 2 minutes for a closing statement.
I just want to start out by thanking 307 Net Radio for hosting this event, for all of you for coming. I think that going into the office, it's going to be essential to really build a close relationship with the assessor's office and the treasurer's office, because really those offices all work in conjunction with each other. And that way you can ensure that customers are receiving the best possible service from all aspects. And if I'm elected, my goal would be just to maintain the integrity and trust in the Johnson County Clerk's office and to lead with knowledge and experience, and ensure that the public feels like they've received assistance when they come into our office. And I'd be honored with your vote on August 16th.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, thank you very much, candidates. Some interesting answers, and it's been good to get to know you a bit better. We have just a few minutes. I know everybody's probably anxious to go home. We have just a few minutes. If anybody has a question for any or all of the candidates, we can do that, and then you will be able to leave. Does anybody have a question?
I do. Let me start by time first. I think every one of you mentioned building a team. How specifically do you plan to build that team, foster the relationships, and galvanize that sense of teamwork? How do you plan? What is your plan specifically to do that?
So let's approach that in alphabetical order, but in reverse. So Kate, would you like to go first?
I think just ensuring that your team feels comfortable coming to you and that you have an open door for everybody to come in and voice their opinions, whether they're good or bad, making sure that everyone is cross-trained in all aspects of their job. And I just think that everything will cohesively flow together.
Darcy.
I would like to start with each staff member and do a one-on-one interview, for lack of a better word, although it wouldn't be, just to get to know them on a personal level, and then get familiar with what their procedures are and how they approach their position, because everyone is so different, even in their management style and in their work ethic and what they do in that office. I'm sure everyone's cross-trained, no doubt, but I bet that there are still specific people that kind of handle specific things, and I would really like to get familiar with that process and draw out people's strengths and weaknesses. And then also address their wants and needs as staff in that office. We have a budget, and so you can't always have everything you want, but sometimes you can find ways to get around and help people out with what they need or what they want. And that's it.
Thank you. Shan.
Food.
Sorry.
But it really works. I'm not kidding. I don't care if it's a pack of gum, but building relationships is important, of course. That flashed me back to a strengths finder when we used to do those Mark Buckingham. Anyway, your five fundamental strengths, your top strengths. Mine are activator, achiever, woo, which is really important, get along with others, connectedness, and positivity. And I think your attitude is everything. Attitude when you start your day, attitude when you end your day. And I think you have to be positive. And I think that there's always plenty of room to look at disappointment and plenty of room to feel down. But my goodness, we live in the best place here, and I think that I've lived and raised my kids in the best place here. But I think that when I think about my strengths, when I learned those about myself, it changed my whole life, and it changed how I interacted in my work environment and interacted with others. And so I think really just always remembering the positivity and the connectedness with people, and that's what I try to bring to the people that I get to know that work for me.
Isabella.
So some of the people in that office, they have been working together for many, many years. So there is already a team dynamic going on. When you come from the outside, you need to get the feeling for this team dynamic. You cannot just come and tell them, like, oh, we're going to do it completely different what they were doing it for the last 20 years. Because what worked for them for the last 20 years will probably work for them for another 20 years. So it's more of talking and building a relationship. For me, obviously, I wouldn't be an outsider coming in because they already didn't know me. But for everybody else that comes from the outside, it's really important just to listen. And everybody has just a certain way they handle certain things. And yes, you can do improvements, but hear them out, and because they've been doing it for so many years. So it's really important just to kind of work hand in hand with them and sit down with them and get to know them.
Thank you. And Skip, if you'd like to wrap up for us.
Okay. Well, I guess really what I'll do is I'll brag on the team that I've built at the co-op. It's taken me 3 years to build the team that I have there. From everybody that I talk to, customers coming through my door say it's a different world. I mean, they smile, they greet you, they want to take care of you. That comes from being a team. To build a team, you don't need a boss. You need a coach. You need to coach the people. You need to work with them to find their weaknesses and strengths.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think that will conclude our evening. I really appreciate so many people coming out and spending time. I hope you've learned a lot more about the candidates. Maybe you've learned something that you knew already. I hope that you've learned a lot that you didn't. I encourage you again to dip into 307netradio.com, see what we've got there. This audio will be posted there shortly once we've had a chance to process it. And I look forward to the next forum and maybe seeing some of you there tomorrow evening. Thank you very much.